Good morning, afternoon, evening, and night, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Double D Dennis, and this is the latest episode of Movie Madness. I am joined with
Andrew Robuckapalooza.
Whoa, that's quite the name you got there.
Yep, it is.
That's sheer insanity.
It is pure insanity. Every day is a Robuckapalooza for me.
Wow. Okay, why is that?
That's why.
Okay.
Is why.
Just,
Yes, it's something that has to be said after every Robuckapalooza, which mainly involves going for long meandering walks and not doing anything at all. But it's a party nonetheless.
That sounds like my kind of party, actually.
Whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of parties, we actually got to hang out this weekend a little bit. So why don't we kind of touch on that a little?
Oh, why not? We did go to this con in Hamilton. You may have heard of it. Con Bravo.
Bravo for mentioning that con.
Ah, see.
That was very cheesy of me.
See, a little...
But that was the point.
A little insider knowledge. This is our second time trying to record the podcast, and I used the Bravo bad pun last time we tried recording, and Dave
I stole
took it,
it
up this time. Anyways, yes, we did go to Con Bravo this weekend, which was pretty fun. I gotta say, it was nice. We went to this horrible variety show with these two geek girls, which mainly involved them making out, and it was like a burlesque show without the burlesque. That's how I described it, basically.
Basically, they didn't take their tops off. So
yeah, and like
the part that would have made it actually worth it wasn't there.
Yeah, it was a show, and things happened in it, and some people laughed, but most of the crowd just kind of stayed silent. Half the fun was kind of making fun of it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, it was pretty awful. I think a couple other highlights for me are the cosplayers that were dressed as the characters from Up. But the sexy version of the old guy and the Asian kid from Up, and they were carrying a giant bouquet of balloons. I actually got a picture of that, which I can throw up on the Facebook page in case anyone's interested.
Nice.
They were really the only cosplayers
yes,
I got
when
a
I think
picture of.
Oh, yeah. What the heck happened there? I don't know what happened there, but it lagged for a minute, and I just got a blah, 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 blah. But
Skype does that sometimes.
But I assume it was something about the cosplayers. Because when I think sexiest cosplayers, I think of Ed Asner.
Yeah, so hot. No. I'm trying to think of other... Oh, another highlight was Jewario from Channel Awesome is like the nicest guy on the planet. And really the only like major internet celebrity there I actually got to talk to.
Oh.
And not even because I like came up to him and was like, oh, I'm a huge fan. It was just like he was there and I said hi and we started talking about Aquaman for some reason.
Oh, well, that's cool. I don't even know really who Jewario is. So every time I saw him, I was like, oh, there's a guy. People seem to like him. He's from the interwebs.
I've never really watched any of his videos and now I feel like I have to. I met him and he's like super nice. So
well, that's good. I liked seeing him and Mara Wilson get teamed up for this game show called The Most Annoying Game Show Ever, where they basically asked the whole point of the game show was that there were two people paired up and the guest could not, like the person they were paired up with could not help the other person with the answer at all. And basically they just asked questions to one of the hosts that the other one would be like extremely knowledgeable about. So, like, they'd ask, like, Mara Wilson about obscure movies that Jewario would talk about. And then they asked Jewario about all, like, movies that Mara Wilson had been in. It was pretty funny. I liked it.
Okay, that actually sounds really clever. I wish I could have seen that. So, yeah, next year, anyone who's listening to this, if you didn't go to Con Bravo, go there and... you probably will see me, but you probably won't recognize me, is what will likely happen.
Whoa. Why won't they recognize you? Are you going to be fat, or is something going to change?
No, it's just...
Are you getting facial reconstruction? Plastic surgery is bad, Dave. No.
No, it's just I'm such an average-looking person. Like, I'm not like the type of person where people see me in the hall and they're like, whoa, that's David Dennis. Plus, I'm not doing actual videos. It's just a podcast. So not many people are going to bother to look me up on Facebook and find out what I look like.
Well, so, to be honest, I'm kind of the same way where as soon as you get me in a crowd of people that are like me, I kind of just blend right in. Although I am usually on the skinny side, which always makes me feel better, even though in real life I'm not on the skinny side. So it's like, cons are the best way to make you feel okay about body image.
Yeah, that's true. I'm kind of average build, but I'm like super ripped at a con. I feel like the Hulk, because I actually work out like 3 times a week.
Anyways, what we're talking about today.
Vain Dave.
Yeah.
Did you realize that we've actually been talking now for almost 7 minutes? We were worried that this was going to be like a 10-minute show.
Whoosh. But at least it's a 7-minute show. Let's end it now. Yeah. Peace. Toodles, guys.
Bye, guys. Catch you later. No. This week, we're actually going to be talking about Pacific Rim, which apparently Mr. Roebuck doesn't have much to say about. And I'm curious why that is.
See, last time when I explained this, this is when things all went to crap and you just went away and I talked for half an hour about the movie. Anyways, re-record this segment. People are going to be like, this show is too meta, turning it off. Well, screw you. Meta is cool. Anyways, okay, so Pacific Rim was not a terrible movie. I found it was kind of completely average. I mean, honestly, I think that people have been hyping up the action and everything in the movie a little bit too much. Honestly, I think the action was in this movie was on par with like a Transformers movie. The action wasn't really that amazing, and something about them just fighting in water just is kind of really boring to me. Just giant robots punching a monster that, like, all the monsters in this movie kind of just look the same. I'm used to, like, Godzilla, where, like, all the monsters are radically different and all have really interesting, unique character designs. But, like, when at a little bit of spoilers for the end of the movie, but there's a point at the end of the movie where they're like, we've got a level blah, blah, blah coming out of the hole. It's the biggest one we've ever seen. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's going to be something
and
amazing.
It's slightly bigger than all the other ones.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, it looks exactly the same. And also, I find that I really thought the robot designs themselves were pretty cool, like of the Jaegers. I liked that stuff. But the problem is, during the first like big robot fight, they like kill off 2 of the cool looking Jaegers within like 5 seconds of each other. It's just like a bunch of monsters are like, hey, screw you. Bam, 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 bam. And they're gone. And then one Jaeger manages to take out 2 kaiju, even though the 2 kaiju manage to take out 2 Jaegers. I always hate when they do that in movies, where there's like a group of people, and like 2 of the people end up dying, and one person takes on the whole group that killed the other 2. That's a minor tangent on itself.
Okay.
But
I kind of get what you mean, though. I really enjoyed Pacific Rim, even though I do agree with just about everything you said. They kind of hype up, especially this 1 3-armed Jaeger, they really hype it up as like, oh, they got this awesome technique that uses 3 arms to defeat the monster, and they do it once, and it like hurts the monster, and then the monster kills them, and that's it. That's like that's their awesome technique, ladies and gentlemen. The other Jaeger that dies right away is like the Russian one, which is like the oldest one that they have.
Yeah, I really
but
like
it does,
that one.
They last a little bit longer than the 3-armed people.
Yeah,
it's kind of like ripping into their head or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, we've gone to critical."
Oh, but, critical mass! Oh no!
I kind of wish they would have lasted the whole fight and then died maybe in the next fight at least.
Yeah, something like that would have been cool. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I will agree that the monster design is kind of boring in this movie. But I don't feel it hurt the film as much as you felt, I think.
Oh, and one more note. There's a half-hour stretch in this movie where there's, like, no robots fighting and nothing like that is happening. And it's just, like, people talking, and like it, I really couldn't stand it. I thought it was really cliche and terrible.
That was like, my favorite part of the movie, actually.
I hated that part.
I completely disagree with you on that. Like, I really enjoyed the parts with the scientists. I really enjoyed where the two, the main guy and the Japanese chick are, like, getting to know each other.
How
I really enjoyed, like, I really, I just enjoyed the human element of it. I don't know.
The Japanese guy, the Japanese girl, and that other dude hardly get to know each other. They don't really do anything other than exchange longing looks a few times, and then they drift, and then you find out blah, blah, blah. But, like, they don't really have any moments where they're just talking about life much. It was kind of just like, oh, we're two pilots. Oh, what a pilot. But you're a girl. Blah, blah, blah.
It sounds like you like this movie a lot less than I did.
Okay, I don't understand why I'm so, like, anti this movie right now. Because when I first came out of it, I thought, aside from the half-hour chunk that was really awful, I did enjoy the movie. But now, for some reason, I'm just being totally hostile for it. So I probably have to watch the movie again and be like, oh, okay, I'm more in the middle ground than my entire hostile view right now.
Yeah, because I actually really enjoyed this film, especially, like I said, just some of the characters. I liked Charlie Day's character a lot. I liked when Ron Perlman showed up.
I did like those two. I like those two interacting, and I did like those characters. So
I like how real the world felt, I would say, is one of my biggest compliments. Like, it felt like a world that actually was trying to adjust to having giant monsters living in it to the point where they were selling, like, their bone dust as, like, a product to, you know, increase a man's productivity, so to speak. Stuff like that, that, like, it felt like a world that was actually being lived in. It didn't feel like it was just slapped together just so that we could have monsters fighting robots. Now, one thing that I will say for me that was probably my biggest negative was the fact that the third act of this movie really disappoints. Because you have the first act is kind of like build up. Then you got the second act where it's a lot of fighting and a lot of Jaegers versus Kaiju. And then you get to the third act and you're expecting something really big. And they're like, okay, now they're going after them directly. They're right on top of the rift. This is going to get exciting. Oh, man, it's a level 5 monster, and it's, like, slightly bigger than the other monsters. They take it out in 5 minutes. They go into the rift. They blow everything up, and they leave. And it's, like, wrapped up really quickly and really conveniently, and there's really no major climax in this movie. And that, for me, was the number one negative I would have about this film. Otherwise, like, I love the design. For the most part, like you said, a lot of the monsters look the same. The acting was decent, I guess. I wasn't a huge fan of Charlie Hunnam. I think they could have gotten a better guy for the main role. But, yeah. Anytime you want to pipe in.
Oh, yes. There were things in this movie that happened. And, you know, monsters got punched.
Yes.
And they died. And that's about it. Monsters get punched and died in this movie.
Yes, many of them get punched.
What do you think of Idris Elba in this movie?
I thought he did a decent job. I don't think I've ever seen Idris Elba in anything where I don't like him. I think he's a very underrated actor, personally.
I do like Idris Elba as an actor. I think he was good in this film. But for some reason, I don't know, I was expecting something better. I think I thought that this film would have a lot better character stuff in it and, like, actually have, like, an interesting story to it, whereas it's kind of, to me, just kind of felt like a cliche movie. A lot of it feels like I'll draw to Godzilla, because Godzilla is one of my favorite types of movies, and, like, just and the whole series. The whole kaiju Japanese monster movies are, like, my favorite things ever. So the fact that I didn't like this movie kind of says something. I guess the whole plot kind of felt like Godzilla Final Wars, which is one of the final Godzilla movies they made, but not as good. So, like, a few steps back from what I like, from one of my favorite Godzilla movies, basically. So, like, I felt like I'd kind of seen this stuff before. Where, well, in Godzilla Final Wars, they don't have giant, like, robots, but they're still, like, they still take the monsters down with people who are mutants and stuff like that. And it's kind of cool. But anyways, I digress. Anyway, I think the film really suffered from being CGI. There's something magical about old Japanese men.
A guy in a giant
men.
Suit?
Well, that, and an old Japanese dude who loves his job making these immaculate miniatures. Just creating something that you know is going to be destroyed. And they're, like, super accurate.
Yeah, there is something.
So much time onto it. And it's
and then
it's
they just crush
it. Form. Yeah, exactly. It's, like, an art form creating these things where, like, if it was just a person who made these miniatures and you could put them up in, like, museums or, like, arts, like, art places and stuff like that where people would be like, wow, this is an artistic statement. And, like, no, we're just going to destroy it. This guy in a rubber suit is going to come and beat the crap out of it. And, I don't know, I think it's something that those films never really get the appreciation for, and I think it's amazing, and I think it was kind of missing from this film.
Yeah, I feel like CG does that to a lot of movies, especially when I go back and watch old monster movies with, like, Ray Harryhausen, and it's all, like, the clay animation, and there's some kind of a weird charm to that someone actually built this and took the time to animate it frame by frame. And there's a similar charm to what you're talking about, even though it's not claymation, it's a guy in a suit. But, yeah, it's almost like when you build a sandcastle as a kid, the best part is getting to kick it over afterwards.
I agree.
But, yeah, there's definitely something lost in all the CGI craze. Now, that being said, Del Toro does use a lot more practical effects than most other directors would, especially when it comes to any of the shots that actually feature people in them. He tries to use a minimal amount of green screen, so when we see the pilots inside of the Jaegers, those are actual working, I don't know what you want to call them, hydraulic things that they're attached to. And apparently the actors really had to strain themselves in order to move those things, so it was actually very difficult for them. But they actually built that entire set in Pinewood Studios in Toronto, I might add. So, go Canada! So there's a little bit of non-CGI going on, which is nice. And some pretty nice set design in this movie as well, I might add.
Yup.
Like, the overall look of this movie was good, but I will agree, in a lot of ways, the story left a lot to be desired. The characters, see, I don't demand as much from the characters in a movie like this as I would if I was seeing a movie like Juno or something. So, it's not as important to me, but, yeah, they're basically, like, archetypical anime jump in a giant robot and fight someone characters. Like, the main guy is like, I lost my brother, so I'm brooding about it. And the main girl is, I lost my family, so I'm brooding about it. It's basically the same thing for both of them. But, you know what? That's the sort of thing I actually kind of expected going into this movie. So maybe that's the difference, was our expectations between us.
Yeah, maybe. The one thing that I have to say that I take away from this movie is, even though I've come, like, negative towards this movie, I still have faith in Legendary Studios, who are making, like, because they're making the new Godzilla remake in, like, 2014, so next year. I still have faith, a lot of faith in that movie, because they did get the monsters, like, size-wise and, like, viscerally right, I think. Like, you felt like it had a good sense of scale to the monsters, and, like, the fighting and everything like that did flow well and look well. I just didn't find it particularly exciting, as I would have, perhaps, if it had been the Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers? How
go,
do we
go,
get into
Power
that?
Power Rangers. What?
I would love to see a Power Rangers reboot, actually. One that wasn't stupid. But,
well, you can't really reboot something that's still going on. It's
true,
still
yeah.
going. They just keep making more and more Power Rangers. Oh my god. Anyways,
I don't even care at this point.
We're like way off topic, but do you watch like a lot of giant monster movies? Or
this is more your thing. I'm more into, like, when it comes to monster movies, I'm more into, like, stuff like King Kong and old Harryhausen films and stuff that use stop motion.
Right.
As opposed to, like, Japanese kaiju movies. I never really got into it. I saw part of the original Godzilla, and I've seen bits and pieces of King Kong versus Godzilla, which is an amazingly cheesy movie, by the way.
That movie is amazing.
But I don't know, I've never really got into them other than to be like, haha, this is so cheesy, I'll just sit here and turn off my brain and laugh at it.
Right, yeah. No, I enjoy those types of movies a lot, and I don't know why, I just didn't have as much fun with this movie.
See, I think that's another big difference, too, is I had a lot of fun with this movie. Like, despite the flaws, which I saw and recognized, I was like, I'm enjoying this movie so much and just enjoying sitting here watching this stuff happen in front of me so much that I didn't care as much about the problems with the story and the characters.
Right. That makes sense. No,
so
that's
probably the big difference is you saw the flaws but also didn't enjoy it very much, which is why you're coming at it more negative. I saw the same flaws, but I had a super fun time watching it. Which maybe that has something to do with me not being as exposed to giant monster movies as you.
Maybe, I'm not sure, because I know that a lot of people on the internet really, really love Pacific Rim. So
there is a lot of hype for, too much hype for this movie, I think. It wasn't that good. It's like, for me, it's like a 8 out of 10, maybe, at the most. Maybe a 7.
I would probably put it around a 6.5 to 7 out of 10. Like, I did still enjoy the movie.
Yeah, it's still good, and sadly, it's probably the best movie, or at least the most fun movie I've seen all summer. Which isn't saying much, because summer of 2013 has sucked pretty bad so far. I gotta say.
I don't even, like, this summer, like, I don't even really have, like, an opinion on.
Yeah, there's
like,
really
I'm trying
been
to think,
nothing.
Like,
everything
what else
that's
came
come
out
has
really
been
good. Oh, I really like Monsters University. I would say Monsters University is
Yeah,
way
Monsters University
than this.
And Despicable Me 2, I think, are the only.
I heard bad things about Despicable Me 2. Is it good?
It is actually very good. I didn't like the first one that much, and I love
the
second one.
One.
Then you would love the second one. It's, I don't know, I felt like it was it focuses a little less on the story and more on the jokes, which sounds like an insult, but it's actually a compliment, because it makes the movie funnier and just more entertaining to watch.
Oh, that's good then.
It's weird.
I
it's like an
optimistic.
Animated. It's like an animated Judd Apatow movie, but one that actually works and is actually genuinely funny. Like, I would say that and This Is the End are probably the two funniest movies that have come out this year.
I really want to see This Is the End. That's a movie I missed. I liked World War Z quite a bit. I wouldn't say it's a fun movie, but
I did not like that one.
And which is weird because I read the book and I really enjoyed the World War Z book. But and the World War Z movie is nothing like the book at all.
True.
But I still enjoyed it.
See, I went in and I knew it was going to be nothing like the book. And I was like, okay, I'll just try to enjoy this for what it is. But I don't know, I just found it, I felt probably the same way you felt about Pacific Rim, that it was just a thoroughly mediocre film for me. Like, I was expecting a very intelligent zombie film, and I felt like it was just a meh zombie film.
Right.
Didn't really do anything amazing
Man,
or new.
This summer does kind of suck.
Yeah, everything's been disappointing for me. World War Z was disappointing, Star Trek was disappointing, Iron Man was disappointing.
Well, I did enjoy Iron Man. Iron Man's one that I did enjoy.
That's one of the ones that we disagreed on, I remember that.
Yep. Which is, it's weird, looking through the movies, like, I've had, like, a lot of disagreements with people this summer, so far. Like, Man of Steel, I've had quite a few, like, disagreements with people on.
I actually kind of liked Man of Steel.
There are some, like, really good parts of Man of Steel, and other extremely shitty parts. Oh, you know what was good? Furious 6. Fast and Furious 6. I enjoyed that one quite a bit.
That was entertainingly dumb, I guess.
How about we just turn this into a movie's summer
looking back on the
so
summer.
Far.
So, well, that's what we basically been doing for the last 5 minutes anyways, because we're pretty much done with Pacific Rim.
So what do you think? So This Is the End was really good.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. It's raunchy and funny, but good raunchy.
I'm so sad I missed that one. That was what I really wanted to catch, but I was too poor at the time. It was out. I want to see The Conjuring. I've heard really good things about The Conjuring.
I haven't really heard much about that one, actually. I just feel weird going to see a horror movie in the middle of the summer. I don't know why. I feel like those should be relegated to October. That's when I love to go see horror movie after horror movie. But in the summer, it's just like, I don't feel like it. I don't know. I might go see it. The one I want to go see now is The Wolverine, actually. I've heard is pretty decent.
Yeah, I want to see The Wolverine, too. I'm going to definitely see that one.
And especially after how disappointing X-Men Origins Wolverine was, I really want a Wolverine movie that does the character justice and doesn't suck.
I'm looking forward to Kick-Ass 2. I think that should be entertaining, at least.
I think Ender's Game has potential to not suck, but it probably will.
I don't know. I doubt that Ender's Game will be, like, a big hit because of, like, all the controversy alongside it. You know what I mean?
What controversy? I'm curious. I don't know if
just, like, Orson Scott Card and, like, everyone, like, not being a fan.
Oh, like, yeah. Okay.
All of, like, the protests and everything like that and people not being a fan of him as a person.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, there might be big protests against him just because he's like, I'm Mormon, and everything is bad.
Well, but people probably wouldn't care much if it was just the Mormonism, but like people like really get like angry about like the gay rights stuff. So,
yeah, but that's every Mormon.
I guess I don't really know much about Mormonism. I do want to see The To-Do List, that Aubrey Plaza comedy.
I don't know how I feel about that because it.
Just because I'm kind
like
of in love
been
with
too
Aubrey
many...
Plaza.
I do like Aubrey Plaza, but I feel like she can do better. I feel like this
Wait, you haven't seen the movie yet, though.
That's true, yeah. No, it's just based on the previews. It feels like every I've Got to Lose My Virginity by Such and Such a Time comedy, which has been done like 30 times. And it's just a trope that's kind of getting old for me.
I guess. I just find that I love Aubrey Plaza because now in my life, every girl I'm attracted to reminds me of Aubrey Plaza. I'm like, oh, this girl is sarcastic and kind of hates her life. I love you, girl. is there any, like, smaller movies that you're really looking forward to?
I wanted to go see Only God Forgives. It's out now, but
I have seen Only God Forgives, and it's really messed up. I liked it quite a bit, but it's been like pretty divisive amongst critics. Some people were not a fan of it at all. But okay. I really liked it. I thought it was dark and intense, and I guess I've just been into dark and intense movies lately.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any other really smaller movies.
You know
obviously,
what's funny?
The big one, the giant movie I'm really looking forward to is Elysium.
Oh, yeah, Elysium.
And the more stuff I see about it, the more excited I am about it. Although I'm also cautious and slightly afraid that I'm going to be super disappointed. But I hope not.
I don't think I can fathom being disappointed by Elysium. Also, you want to know what's funny? Look up the posters for White House Down and The Lone Ranger. They literally have the same poster.
Of, like, people walking away from an explosion?
Yeah, basically.
Guys don't look at explosions.
Yep.
Have you ever heard that song
Okay,
before?
You know what movie looks...
Okay.
No, I haven't. You know what movie looks
you
really...
You actually caught my reference.
You know what movie looks really, really dumb?
What?
Turbo.
Elysium?
Turbo!
Oh, Turbo! I saw Turbo. It was really stupid.
Saw that movie? Were you on drugs? Why would you see that movie?
I went with my young adults group from my church. They like to go see kids' movies.
Oh.
And Turbo was out. And I was like,
did anyone else like it?
This movie was pretty stupid. They all ended up going to see Grown Ups 2 without telling me, so I ended up seeing it alone without knowing.
I would have seen Turbo above Grown Ups 2. Because I can't see myself ever laying eyes on another Adam Sandler comedy.
No, me neither. I've never really liked Adam Sandler to begin with.
And he's
like, he went from worse to even worse. He didn't even start out being good and then go to worse. He already sucked, in my opinion, and then now he's even worse.
I guess. I really like him in movies like Funny People, and he was really good in Punch Drunk Love.
See, that's the only one I actually liked him in.
It felt for a while he was, like, knowledgeable about how shitty he was, like, in those movies. And, like, now it's like, oh, he just gave up, like, trying to care. And, like,
yeah, now he's just collecting a paycheck.
Oh my gosh, there's a One Direction movie. We have to go see that. This
no!
is us. Yeah.
I see previews for that shit all the time.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. Also, we must see, have to see World's End. World's End is like.
The World's End is another one. Yeah, that's up there with Elysium for me for things I'm looking forward to.
It's like one of my last hopes.
Yeah, so
although
don't...
I've heard it's not as good as some of his others.
Oh, okay. I'll still go see it. It still looks really funny from the preview, so...
Oh, that's a guarantee I'm gonna go see it, but...
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be enjoyable and funny.
So I think the moral of this story, in terms of this podcast, is don't go see Turbo.
Not at all.
It's really dumb and incredibly racist, actually.
Is it racist?
Yeah, because the main guys that, like, they kind of rescue Turbo and put him in this snail racing competition are these two Mexican brothers that own a taco truck. They all work in the same plaza. An aging white guy who runs a hobby shop. An old Chinese lady voiced by Ken Jeong who does people's nails. And, Michelle Rodriguez, who owns like a garage and fixes people's cars.
Oh my god, what the
so
hell?
Yeah, like the ultimate, they should have just called it Stereotype Plaza. The ultimate racial stereotype.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's probably DreamWorks' worst movie since like Shrek.
Oh, that's
3,
DreamWorks?
Maybe. Yeah.
I didn't realize that was DreamWorks. Oh,
and they've
no.
actually been doing pretty good lately.
I loved How to Train Your Dragon. They better not fuck up that sequel.
Actually,
the best
part of Turbo is seeing the preview for How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Which looks really good. That preview looks really cool, too. I think it's just fun to watch dragons fly, but that's a whole other story.
And that movie actually had a really good story. And
I love that movie.
Like, that's like Pixar quality.
Ooh.
So... I'm throwing it.
Pixie? What?
Huh?
did you say Pixie?
No, I said it's Pixar quality.
Oh. For some reason, it came out as Pixie. Like,
it's Pixie.
I'm like, okay. That's nice.
Pixie dust. Yay.
Just a little bit of pixie dust.
Will make you gay. Like me. Oh. Anyways,
okay.
On that note, we should do our final thoughts on Pacific Rim / this summer, since we went on a fun little tangent there.
Final thoughts, the tangent was more interesting than the movie.
Final thoughts for me, I agree, actually. But I liked Pacific Rim, and I would say go see it in 3D, because it's a very fun movie to watch in theaters. Even if you're not in love with it, you will at least have a good time. And bring your kids, because if I was like 12 years old, I would have totally dug Pacific Rim.
Yeah, 12-year-olds.
That was kind of creepy.
Enjoy movies that are good.
Okay, there we go. Ending the sentence makes it all better. All right, guys, so that wraps it up for another week of exciting movie madness. Definitely send us your feedback at feedback@thisweekingeek.net, or go to the episode post for links to our Twitter and our Facebook page, and you can leave us a message or maybe answer a poll question or, you know, whatever we happen to have going on the page at that time. And, of course, we're going to keep these episodes coming. I believe we're going to try and do Studio Ghibli next, so look forward to that. But, anyways, that's about it for Movie Madness on This Week in Geek. We have been...
Andrew Trainwreck Roebuck.
And David Dying in Here, Dennis. And we'll catch you later.
Want to see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show. So don't miss it!
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face!
And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join... Not a join, what the f*** does that mean? F*** that, 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this right the first time.
Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content. As well, subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PronoBozo.com. We'll see you next time, and remember...
Lower your shields and surrender your listenership.